What's up, guys? D7 back at you. And today, it looks like some of the major news, it's kind of sliding under the radar, is that the SEC just made a huge mistake, huge slip up. They either did that or it was done on purpose, stealth-like. What they've done is they've released public commentary that was tied into this big speech that Gary Gensler just gave. And he is talking about the financial crisis, a financial crisis. So if people didn't think that we were in one or going into one, he speaks pretty clearly. His whole speech was geared toward all this stuff. Also about public disclosure, which they haven't told the public anything. So this may be the hint. And then he talks about big bank restructuring, which means that they got to come down. They're going to get torn down. They're going to get gutted. And to me, that happens in a huge event like the economy crashing. You dump off the top when you get it to a high, and that's where we're at. The S&P, the stock market's at an all-time high, gold roaring at an all-time high. And everyone's 401ks are tied in to the stocks. So when these billionaires dump, it's going to leave everyone holding the bag. I've been warning you of this whole time. It's where all the money's sitting. When all these crooks sit around, they're like, well, where's everybody got their money sitting? They're like, well, they all got nest eggs. They all got 401ks. And they're like, we want it. And they devised a plan to get it. And they're going to get it because they've tied all your 401k stuff, all your money into the stocks. And when these billionaires like Buffett decide they want to start selling off the tip, they do so, and they've been doing so. And what's strange is they're not buying back into other stocks. They're going into cash or gold, which is an ominous sign something huge is going to go down. You know, like all these big dogs stepping out of their positions and into the shadows, all these CEOs doing this now. So they're all stepping aside. The stage is set. We're at a high. This guy's talking about restructuring everything. You can only do it if it comes down. But the commentary that was accidentally released with this was basically stating that they should put some kind of sentence or an asterisk or something up front that lets the people know, warns them, lets them know that there's not an imminent crisis coming. And the language, the way that they're talking, it's almost like there is an imminent crisis about to happen, and they want to make sure that they keep the public calm. So, look, we wake up one day and something's popping off at the banks. We've been talking about this for a long time, warning about it. The writing's on the wall. Big dogs are dumping. The main guy at the SEC talking about restructuring this whole thing. It can only happen if they tear it down, if it comes down. And you know what that means. To me, it's the great taking. It's what sends this place into the depression. They steal everybody's stuff. The Great Depression, they stole the farm and all the goods that way. This time, they're taking everything you got in your savings account. Everyone. And it's going to be one big thing worldwide because these markets are tied in together deeper than they ever were. I'd watch the signs. We may not get many warning signs, but slip up. Are they telegraphing? Well, it's out there now. Just heads up, because I feel anytime, any day, something like this is going to go into play. And just remember, this is what's also going to allow them to initiate pushing their Biden bucks or the Kamala bucks or whatever it is. It's government money that will be sent to a digital wallet to match whatever you got in your account, because they're going to say you can't get dollars out and all this other stuff. And that's the whole trick of it. And these people are going to gobble it up and not think twice. That's the scary part. So a heads up there on this, man. Wanted to put some eyes on it, some attention on it. Big mistake or not, they're telegraphing something big happening again. So we're only going to get so many warnings, guys. I'd make moves now. Feels like the window's closing. Join me for the live streams Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. Much love, y'all.